Aircheckdownloads.com.
Generally dull, mist of fog will clear tomorrow. Top temperatures reaching around 7 degrees. It's the golden hour. The hits and the memories. But which is the year? Email me, Kim at wave105.com. Wave 105's golden hour. It's another golden hour here at Wave 105 with Blur's Charmless Man, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, George Michael, Fast Love before that. Any idea what the year may be then? Tomb Raider became a huge hit in this year. Written tests for learner drivers were introduced. And Madonna gave birth to her daughter, Lourdes. Do you know what the year was? If you think you do, then well done to you. You can drop me an email, kim@wave105.com if you like. Queen and TLC are to come for you next.
Wave 105. Travel
with Morbus, the golden hour.
Yes, Supergrass going out. Queen, Too Much Love Will Kill You, and TLC with Creep, taken from the year that Bill Clinton and Al Gore won the presidential election again in the US. The big movies were The English Patient, which won a Best Picture Oscar, Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise, remember, Show Me the Money. And the Oscars in LA, there were wins for Babe, Braveheart, and Dead Man Walking. What year is our golden year? Will the Spice Girls help? They're on the way.
Get into the spirit of Christmas savings with Aldi.
Now, back to the golden hour. The Beautiful South and Rotterdam, the Spice Girls, and Two Become One before that. It's Wave 105, the South's best variety of hits. And we are into another golden hour, and well into this golden hour. Have you worked out the year yet? Trying to give you some clues from that year. I did mention this one earlier, actually, TV-wise. In EastEnders, Cindy Beale hired a hitman to bump off hubby Ian. Is that a big one for you? In Corrie, it was less drastic, and it was Jim and Liz McDonald getting divorced. Their son Steve got divorced, who only married Vicky for her money and was sent to jail, and she cleared out the joint account and divorced him. Very confusing, that one, wasn't it? And Maureen divorced Reg after finding out he had a pregnant lover. It was all going on in the soaps. We were watching TFI Friday on the first time on Channel 4, and it was ER, Prime Suspect Frasier, and The X-Files were the big TV shows of this particular year. Any thoughts yet? Well, you can email me, kim@wave105.com, and I have a couple more songs that I think might just help you out on the way.
Ah, Christmas.
Wave 105's golden hour. It's the music and the memories from a particular year on the golden hour. We do it each weekday evening at 7 p.m. Usually it's Steve, but he's off having his Christmas holiday bit early today. So day off today, and he'll be back with you on Drive Time on Monday. And you've had me, Kim, instead today. I've had a great time, by the way. Faithless, Insomnia, Boyzone, and Words. I was singing along very loudly. Final couple of clues. Well, do you know what? I'm only going to give you this one. We played it earlier. The Christmas number one was that Spice Girls song, To Become One by them. And Boyzone were playing at Power in the Park in Southampton. Remember that? Janet Jackson was the highest paid musician in history. She signed an $80 million deal with Virgin Records. And Ireland won Eurovision with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit from Gina G. And the UK entry coming in at 8th position. It was 1996, and what a golden hour it was. We'll finish it with Jamiroquai next, and I'll catch you soon.
Aircheckdownloads.com.